Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to Quest for the Best. I'm the WIPU Insider, Carlos Ofco. Joined with me is Mike White of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And we got Wes Mifflin head coach BJ Pugh with us. Coach, welcome to the show, my friend.
Well, thanks for having me, guys.
Now, this is your second time on KDK Radio. You did the media day earlier this year, right?
I absolutely did and loved every moment of it.
We love to hear that. Now, Coach, year one at Wes Mifflin, how are things going so far? Is it a little bit of a rebuild? Are you, was there any curveballs thrown at you this year so far?
I wouldn't say any curveballs. You know, obviously, you look at the record, it's not what we want it to be and what we envision it to be. However, I'm looking at the bigger picture, and what I'm looking for is growth, progress, buy-in from the team members, buy-in from the staff and the school, the whole community, things like that. And I'm seeing that happen.
On the right track.
Yeah,
there.
So the wins aren't necessarily happening in the win-loss column, but they're happening in daily life. And that's probably the most important thing as to what I wanted to get established in year one anyway, so.
When we had you earlier in the summer, you had me ready to run through a wall with you, talking about your defensive philosophy, and you didn't want to really get into the X's and O's. Now that it's a little bit on film, you were talking about just being aggressive and relentless to the ball. Are you seeing that with the Titans this year? How are you feeling with the defense? Because I know that you love it.
Right. So we came out on fire, I thought, against a really, really good Elizabeth Forward team with a great scheme and doing things X and O wise that can confuse you. And we just kind of went, you know, exactly in the direction I wanted with 11 crazies rallying to the ball and things like that. But some fundamentals failed us. We were physical. I thought we were really smacking people that like the way we wanted to, but we weren't finishing those hits. We weren't rapping. We weren't taking people to the ground and such. And so after that week, we went straight to, and the guys will tell you, they tackle every
basic
day.
Basic tackle drills.
They tackle every day now at practice. And I saw an improvement right from there. Again, you don't see it with the end score and such, but I do like a lot of the
you
things.
See the building blocks
as
going.
To where they're supposed to be going and things like that in that direction. And I don't think anyone's backing down. No one's cowering from anything. One thing that I wanted to establish, you know, sometimes you're going to end up outmatched, but, you know, we can't worry about that. We just have to go out and just give everything we have till the final play. And you know, I've seen that happen, maybe not out of the gate, but we're maturing into that. So, and we just got to keep doing that, and we'll be okay.
Nice.
Talking with BJ Pugh, the West Mifflin first year coach, and BJ, I think you better say all the right things because you got about 30 West Mifflin guys in their jerseys eyeing you up. Watching
they've been
everything
in the weight
you
room.
Say
they're
here.
Flexing over here. They look good.
I'm a little nervous myself. I better say the right things here. No, I wanted to ask you, you know, look at your schedule. I mean, it's been really rough. Elizabeth Forward, Avonworth, well, Baldwin.
You did get Baldwin.
Bethel Park. You got TJ this week. 1-3. Is there, you know, a first-year coach, do you have to do anything? Well, what needs to change? We're almost halfway through the season. What's the biggest thing if this team is going to have some success?
Consistency from start to finish. You know, the best version of us on any given play is as good as anybody out there. I really believe that. And I've seen it where on a certain play, all 11 execute, and I just sit there and smile like, wow, this is what we're about. The problem is it's not happening every single play. There's a breakdown. And that happens when you have 11 people who are supposed to function as one, even on the best teams around. You know, there are breakdowns. The problem is there just are too many at one time, you know, on a more regular basis than what we want. And I think that, you know, in the message, I'm not afraid to stand in front of them right now talking, because I'm comfortable doing that with them, is that it isn't Friday nights that you have to do that. That has to be the Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. Like Friday, you can just go out and perform what you've rehearsed all week. And so some of the habits, I think, that were in place weren't necessarily believing that really is the case. And so they're learning by fire, really, baptism by fire, if you will. When you mention the schedule, you know, you take Elizabeth Ford as a top two or three team in AAA, oh, yeah, who was well versed and had a senior
and
quarterback who's unbelievable. Right. Then you go against Avonworth, who I think is the best team in the WPIL right now. Out of all the teams, they are sound in all facets, and I don't care what classification. And I think one of the best to ever do it, who we're going to see tomorrow night, even alluded to that last week when he said that team, that's a version of the 2019 TJ team who I witnessed when my son won a state championship with him.
Yep.
That was a dominant team. Avonworth is on that exact same level. Like, they did remind me of that. You know, Baldwin is Baldwin, and you know, no disrespect to those guys. I was proud of what we did to them. You know, we beat a team that you're supposed to beat like that in that facet. So that made me say, okay, we're doing certain things right. You know, and then you go against Bethel, that they do. If there's something that could be done on a football field, they've done it, and they do it. And it's all to create the smoke and mirrors and whatnot, and then they just get at you. They're really, really good at what they do, and they've been doing it, and they're impressive with all those things. And our guys, again, the confusion slowed us down a little early, but then when we settled, we played with those guys. We played with Avonworth. You know, Coach John Corr said to me after the game, I know him personally when we talked, and he said, you know, I was trying to get 35 on the board so that we could get it running, and we couldn't do it to you. You guys really, really battled and shut us down, like, when you needed to. And I said, yeah, we just had to, like, take a breath and focus. It's football. And just be us.
And
you know,
that's a major characteristic you want in a team, right? Correct. It doesn't matter the score. You're not backing down no matter what.
They'll tell you. I said, ignore the scoreboard. You know, and I didn't say it once we were down. I said it Thursday night. You know, like, we're not going to pay attention to those things. Like, we just got to go out and battle. The best version of us can beat anybody, but it's got to be consistency all throughout all four quarters. But really, Monday through Thursday, because then it just becomes natural. So those habits aren't natural for us yet, and that's what we're trying to build on and focus on. And so with them sitting here facing us right now, I am throwing that challenge that forget about, you know, all those things on Friday nights. It's Monday through Thursday. It's how you prepare on Saturdays if you watch film. And if you get in the weight room, like, you can't fake your way through it. You'll get exposed. You know,
well, some of them look a little mad. I don't know.
They know that it's real. You know, okay. That's one thing that I haven't sugarcoated things with them.
Yeah.
You know, like, mm-hmm. if anything, when they walk away, they could probably look anyone in the eye and say, you know, one thing about Coach Pugh was that he was honest and very blunt with us and real. And sometimes I'm in their face about some of those things, and other times I'm patting them on the back. I told them I'll build them up when they deserve that, okay, and I'm going to break them down when they need that as well. You know, that's just the only way that I know, you know, how to be.
Got to ask you, you mentioned your son, really, really good high school quarterback on a state championship team. He's done with college now. What's Jake Pugh doing nowadays?
So Jake is coaching in college at his alma mater at Washington and Jefferson.
Oh, is he?
He is,
oh, you
yes.
got your W&J
so
shirt.
Coach Sirianni.
It just happened
nice.
To be that way, to be honest with you. Like, our school, we're doing some themes for Mental Health Week and things like that. And today, fifth grade was supposed to wear red. The only red that I have has W&J stuff on it, so I threw it on. And then my West Mifflin gear that I could have worn into here was a little too dirty. I didn't want to be seen in public with that, so sorry,
hey,
guys.
I like to do this for guys who have been around, like you.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Played at West Mifflin. Now you're coaching. You were assistant for a long time. Best player you ever coached against, played against?
Whew, that's going deep.
Or maybe two.
Does it have to be at the high school level?
Yeah.
The best player I played against,
or
coached
against,
seen, did anything that I had to
see live,
scheme against, or any of that stuff live. I would say that that's a tie. And, I'm going to go with Jason Barr from McGuffey.
Really? Back in the 90s?
The kid, I told them
with
about
Frank
him.
Swarton, the coach.
Yeah, that kid was unreal. They were but proud moment. I was a sophomore. It was homecoming game playing down in the pit at West Mifflin on a Saturday afternoon because we didn't have lights. And they were ranked number one in the state, coming in 5-0, pounding their chest, and we beat them 41-19. You know what I mean? It was like one of those – and we were 2-2-1. You know, we weren't expected to be in a game with them. No one except for the guys in the locker room believed in it. But, you know, that kid, he was a man amongst boys, and I just respect him so much. And he went to – Georgia Southern, I believe, he broke his femur and ended up going to W&J.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
But he was phenomenal.
He was one of the leading rushers in WPL history. Yeah, guys don't know, but
I respect those old school guys a little bit differently. Think about this. They ran a wing tee, never threw the football.
Yes.
Everyone in the stadium knew that kid was carrying it, and he still would walk away with 250, 300
yards. And they beat Blackhawk
in
the championship the one year, upset them.
And it was always Blackhawk.
Yep.
You know, those were the teams. Sometimes a Bell Vernon was in the mix. Yeah, so him for sure. You know, I would say in the 2000s when I started coaching, you know, Russell Schell was really, really good. You know, he was probably one of the better ones that I saw. Paul Poslesny, really, really good. And Tyler Palko was up there as well. You know, just that kid was a football player in every facet too. So
he was a dog.
Yeah, those guys were really, really good.
Coach, it was awesome having you on the show. We're going to come back with a couple of the Titans themselves. This is Quest for the Best coming back right after this. That's
right. Why are you so nervous?
We are live from Dave and Buster's. Quest for the Best is back. Carlo Zofko here with Mike White, and we got a couple West Mifflin Titans with us. We got Jordae Cobbs, the big superstar defensive end and tight end, who's a junior. And we got Zawan Glover here, the sophomore quarterback, voted captain by his teammates as a sophomore. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
How does a sophomore get voted captain?
You got to put in hard work for it.
I love to hear that. Now, do you find him running down the seam a lot? Is this your go-to guy?
I mean,
not really,
but it could be. If you, yeah.
Good. Did you have hands? Can you cut?
I catch a little bit.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Okay, maybe a little, you know, bootleg left, throw it down the seam. I love that.
Shawan, Mike White here. I got to ask you. You know, you had a quarterback as a freshman there last year. He transferred. Probably you weren't really unhappy he transferred, were you?
I mean, I was. I was just ready to step for my spot.
It is pretty unusual for a sophomore to be a captain. Unexpected, or have you always been a kind of leader? I mean, how does that happen?
I mean, yeah, but last year I was on JV. I just had to put the work in for it. That's all.
Jordae, you also play defensive end as well. Do you like offense better or the defense better?
No, I like defense better.
You like getting after the QB?
Yeah.
Is that your favorite thing, the pass rush?
Yeah, I like doing
it. Do you have a sack dance?
No, I just sack, celebrate with my teammates.
Do you do a little bit of flexing?
Yeah, sometimes.
I mean, I can tell these guys over here, I mean, look, they're flexing. Look at these West Mifflin Titans, man. You guys are in the weight room. That's for dang sure, right? Who benches more? Who benches more?
Me.
Is this true?
Me.
Out of who?
Out of you two.
I mean, yeah, you got it.
He only got about 40 pounds on you.
All right. 1-3 record. Okay. You guys have played a tough schedule. Ask Coach this. You guys, as players, what is going to be key, not just tomorrow night, but for the rest of the year, turning this around? It could be on the field, X's and O's. It could be something off the field. I mean, what's this team maybe got to do better to turn this around?
We got to come together as a team more instead of bringing each other down. That's probably one of the main focus. Like, we beat ourselves for real.
So, attitude-wise, you mean?
Yeah, attitude-wise.
All right.
Very mature.
Well, as a captain, you're supposed to take care of that.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, hey.
Yeah, I mean, same thing for real. Just know we're out in the field, play together, physical, fast.
Have turnovers been a problem at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you guys have any upcoming games kind of circled on your schedule? Like, hey, I need to show out on this game.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Oh. Yeah.
So it is tomorrow's the big one then?
Yeah.
Probably. Or McKeesport.
Yeah.
So TJ and McKeesport kind of the ones you guys know, like, hey, got to bring the A game.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, years ago when Duquesne High School closed, you could get players from Duquesne. Do you have any players? Does West Mifflin still get any players from Duquesne?
Yeah. Most of us come from Duquesne Middle School.
Are you from Duquesne?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How about you, Swan?
No.
Where are you from?
West Mifflin.
Okay. So how many would you say Duquesne players do you have, roughly?
About like 12, 13.
Do you really?
Wow, that many?
Wow. Is there a little bond between you guys?
Duquesne
guys.
Oh, yeah. Some of us have been playing football with each other since 4, 3 years old, so we really grew up together.
Which guys are tougher?
What?
Duquesne or West Mifflin guys?
Definitely Duquesne. Definitely Duquesne.
All right. We need to have some fun with you guys now here now. Okay?
All right.
Give me the best nickname on the team. Or maybe two.
The smoocher.
Best nickname.
The smoocher.
The smoocher.
Who is that?
The smoocher. I don't think he's here right now.
What's his name?
Oh, he's right here. His name is Nate. Nate Costco. Yeah.
What is it? What, does he kiss everybody? Really?
So our linebacker coach, TJ Neal. Yeah. That's what he used to call it when he played football. Like, you give him a kiss, you hit the guy, tackle someone, hit him hard. And he did that in a scrimmage in a JV game. So we just started calling him the smoocher.
I love that. So smoocher can hit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Zwan, you're stranded on a desert island with anybody in the world. Who would you want to be with? Could be anybody.
My boy Elon.
Of one of your teammates?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Elon.
Elon what? What's his last name?
Elon Gooding.
You don't know his last name. You want to be stranded on a desert island if you don't know his last name. That's pretty good. Carlo, go ahead.
I would have picked Megan Fox myself. Who's the funniest player on the team?
I'll say Keon.
Keon, where's Keon at?
Yeah, I'll give it to Keon, too. I'll give it to Keon, too.
Okay.
Can you, either of you two or anybody here do an imitation of Coach Pugh?
Yeah.
All right, who can do it?
Call them up, hurry up quickly.
I'll say Darnell.
I'll give it to Darnell.
Come on. Who is it?
Darnell.
Come on, Darnell. While they're coming up here. Fill in this sentence. We got to get him up. Is he coming up now?
Yeah.
All right. Tell me, fill in the sentence. People might be surprised to know that you
are better than we is.
Team's better. No, you yourself.
Me?
Yeah. Something you do, something you used to do, something you like?
I used to play basketball.
Okay. Mm.
Do you have a jumper?
Yeah, I got a jumper. The jumper's pretty nice.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Jorday.
I don't really know.
All right. You guys said you already had your homecoming dance?
Yeah.
Okay. Pretend you're still having it. It's going to be this week. What player on this – and pretend you have a sister.
Okay.
What player on this team do you not want showing up at your door to take your sister to homecoming dance?
Q.
Q, what's his name?
Quincier.
Yeah, Quincier.
Quincier? Yeah. What if Smoocher showed up?
Yeah, well, Smoocher's a good-looking guy. What if he showed up?
I'll give him a chance.
Smoocher, okay. Where is that guy who's going to do the coach imitation?
He's right here.
Where?
Darnell.
Come on, Darnell. Hurry up. Come on. Give him your earphones. Come on, Darnell. Hurry up. Darnell, you got about 20 seconds. Do it, Darnell. Give me a Coach Pugh.
Darnell, we need a great one.
Hurry up. Don't be shy. I know you're not shy.
Look, everybody else.
Oh, you're good. You're good.
Everybody on the line. Turtle Dog Rabbits. Linemen. Skill guys. Tight ends. H's. Go.
This has been the West Mifflin Titans on Quest for the Best. They were awesome. Give them a round of applause. Good luck tomorrow night, Titans. For Carlos Dofker and Mike White, we'll be right back right after this.
Welcome back. It's the Quest for the Best. Thanks for joining us on KDKA Radio. And so here we are at Dave and Buster's, thanking the West Mifflin Titans for joining us. And
the Titans still trying to beat my high score back there. Not happening.
You don't think so? All right.
Not happening.
Okay. All right. Well, that was a rousing round of sound with the Titans there. And all right, we got a few other things to talk about. One thing that kind of came, Mike, to your attention, some happenings, or maybe not so much happenings, what's not happening up in Beaver County. You bring up a really good point about a couple of teams that were very, very good, dominant, championship caliber clubs with a lineage that is sometimes second to none. When we talk about the Rochester Rams and the Beaver Falls Tigers, they are... that's like the epicenter of what Beaver County football is, maybe even was. And unfortunately for these two schools, we have to kind of talk about it presently as past tense. They have fallen on some hard times. They have fallen on some hard times rather quickly. It's kind of jarring, in fact. And wanted to kick that around, the how and the why, when it comes to Rochester, Beaver Falls, because it's kind of come to our attention. Rochester is having a hard time fielding the team.
Yeah,
this is the team that Gene Matsuk used to coach.
They were in the semifinals just a couple of years ago, and I think Gene was in the championship in the 2000s 9 or 10 times. And he retired after last year. But it's just amazing how quickly the mighty can fall. I mean, Rochester, they forfeited their game or canceled it because they didn't have enough players. Against Neshanic this week. They only have 17 overall. They didn't have enough players to play. And that's not a shady side situation.
And they tried playing.
Yeah, they tried. And so they're 0-3, have been outscored 86-6. Beaver Falls was in the championship in 2A four consecutive years from 2000 to 2023. Last year they were winless.
They won 2 years ago.
Yeah, they won it 2 years ago. They were in a championship four years in a row.
Were they a 10 seed, Mike?
That year that they wanted something, they were a lower seed, yes. But 4 years in a championship. Now they're 0-4. They were 0-10 last year. They've been outscored 134-26. I think one of the only games that maybe they could win early in the season, even last week, they may not win a game again. But Dan, you know what? If you look like in the last maybe 20, 25 years or so, this happens. Doesn't it seem to happen to these – small town, steel town area teams where their population has gone down so much, and their football. So people like Charleroi and even Newcastle. Look at them. I mean, they're they're kind of rebounding a little bit.
But little bit.
Boy, they've been down for a few years ago. I mean, not that long ago they were in a championship with Geno Stone and that. Charleroi. You go up and down, even Manassas. Manassas kind of rebounding. But some of these towns, the small towns, these steel towns, where they lose the population and they lose their football.
It's kind of wild to look at, and you have to wonder, I mean, what is the answer? Are mergers or co-ops the answer? I mean, to see Rochester how it is, it's not fun.
No, it's sad, in fact. And even the Beaver Falls thing is such a precipitous and abrupt. I mean, both of these, I guess, really, in the grand scheme of things, it's been abrupt. You know, the Newcastle thing, you could see them kind of leaking out over the years, and, you know, that was kind of a slow, you know, kind of hole in the boat, you know what I mean? And listen, they have the ability to, you know, turn that thing around. Obviously, basketball has been tremendous, so it's not just one thing or the other, but... Yeah, I think jarring is the good word to use when we talk about Beaver Falls and Rochester because of how quickly
it happened.
The bottom fell out, so yeah.
Yeah, and do you think it's just, you know, the coaching? Do you think it's just maybe one or two players?
No.
Do you think this is bigger than that?
I think it's, for whatever reason, they – I mean, yeah, I think coaching – I mean, Gene Matzik was a great coach. Don Phillips has been around in a lot of places. He's a veteran coach. He's the Rochester coach now. And a coach in high school can have a major effect, maybe mm-hmm. more than even college or pro. But for whatever reason, some of the talent dries up.
Could it be the feeder programs and the youth programs? You know, when I brought up that the Rochester game was canceled, a lot of people in the comments saying, well, there was a certain school that started a merger in 2011, and ever since then, Rochester kind of went downhill. Are a lot of players going to Central Valley for ninth grade?
This is an educational thing. This is my opinion.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think this is definitely in Western PA. I don't know about the country probably too, but it's too many little schools.
Especially in Western Pennsylvania.
Exactly.
We're too prideful to merge. That's the problem.
That's the thing.
Too prideful.
You hear this, we'd lose our identity if we would merge with somebody. And the other thing is, but to merge, it takes two to tango.
It takes two to tango.
And there are schools that I'm not going to say that do not want a neighboring school coming to them.
I can think of a couple.
And I'm not going to say, but, so that, Woodland Hills was a court-ordered merger.
Is that what that was?
Yes, in 1987. Mm-hmm. It was court-ordered. Yeah. So I think these teams should really look into cooperative sponsorships.
Co-ops have to be the answer.
Yes. And the PIAA is actually – I just saw a comment from Bob Lombardi. They are asking for more co-ops.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They would like to see more of it because of what's going on. But it's
the co-ops
it's,
have certainly worked in Western Pennsylvania.
A lot of times, yes, yeah. yes. But it's too many small schools. There's too many.
It's amazing if you look at the number of school districts in the WPIAL alone, and the number of schools in the entire state of Florida. Mm-hmm. There's more in the WPIAL than there is in the entire state of Florida.
Really?
Wait a second.
I believe so, yeah. School districts, yes.
No, but their districts might have...
They're huge. They're massive.
Well, I don't think that's a valid comparison because there's a school district in some states might have five high schools. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way. You just said... That
there's like 278 school districts or something, isn't there, in the WPIAL?
No, there's for football playing schools, there's only about 127.
Yeah. Well, how many, maybe, and I think there's more school districts in Western Pennsylvania than there are in the state of Florida.
There might be, but what I'm saying, a school district in Florida might have five schools in it. They kind of, like by county, they may do it by county. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, but I think it's so fragmented.
Like West Virginia does it by county, right?
No, not necessarily. But the point is there's so little consolidation in Pennsylvania at large.
I agree with that.
And in Western Pennsylvania, even more so, that certainly doesn't exist. in Florida, they are these mega behemoth schools. But I'm just saying, and listen, depending on what side of the fence you fall on, do you like the autonomy of the smaller schools, and or do you want everybody, you know, getting lost in the shuffle at these mega schools where, you know, enrollment's 1,500 or 2,000? I mean, arguments can be made both ways.
Oh, yes.
But for the things that we're talking about, and you know, we talk about mergers and co-ops, and then, you know, consolidation saves money. Practically, we're venturing out of a sports conversation into something.
Right, that's why I said that.
State representative here to kind of to,
well, small schools have their benefits, but when you're graduating 30 to 40 students every year, I mean, what are we doing?
Right. Yeah.
I'm not saying if you graduate, you know, if you're graduating 100 or something like that, yeah, I mean, small schools, yeah, there's mm-hmm. benefit to small schools, smaller sure. class size, but, yeah. but I mean really? 30?
What's the proximity Beaver Falls to Rochester? It's could they merge like Monaca and
New Brighton is closer to Rochester.
Well,
maybe.
They should all
it
three
would
of them
be Beaver and
Beaver Falls,
yeah.
And maybe they merge.
Maybe even Hopewell.
You know, I mean, you look at Beaver County, maybe even some of the smaller Washington County schools. Would they just be better served? You know, maybe two or three districts linking up.
Yes.
I think it's just better off for everybody.
I think it would be a lot of fun, too.
Sure. I mean, look at the Center and Monaca merger. What could have been, like, Central Valley is a viable, vibrant program for everybody. You know, I mean, even going down, we did a showcase on The Fan with the youth football showcase. The Central Valley Little Warriors. I mean, we went up to the elementary school, I mean, there might have been 1,200, 1,500 people there for the youth football. I mean, it all kind of trickled down, and it was incredible. I think that's a perfect blueprint. We don't need to create these mega schools that,
no.
you know,
in,
6
in
day,
Central Valley, I mean, they built a rich history and tradition in 10 years' time.
Yes,
you know?
100%. Competing for championships. I mean, the whole infrastructure is spectacular, and that's a blueprint. So we don't see what we're seeing. And you can maintain a little bit of that autonomy and that Beaver County pride, and you can make that whole county so much more vibrant. And think of the further north you get, the kind of worse the football gets, right? So I don't know, but I'm glad you brought that up, Mike, because it's something important to kick around and wonder aloud. Like, I wonder if this is just a blip on the radar, or if this is sign of the times and something that's going to be, you know, here for a while with these once proud programs kind of slogging through, you know.
Yeah, I don't like to see it.
Two, three, four.
I don't know if we have time before the next break, but the National Federation just released their numbers for participation numbers. And last year, again, football went up as far as in the country participation numbers. I personally think in Western Pennsylvania and Pennsylvania in general, it had dropped for so many years, the roster numbers. I think it has bottomed out in the 3, 4, 5, 6 A's.
Yeah.
I think it's good and risen actually in some. But 1 and 2 still
shaking.
Some of those schools still really struggle.
All right, let's get to all of the big games. We'll call them the top 10 games around Western Pennsylvania. It is our picks segment. How do you suppose we did last week? Not so good, Dan. Carlo, you kicked butt. Mike, all right, not bad.
6-4.
Very Steeler-esque, right?
You know? And Dan Zingerle had a reality check.
Well, see,
he came back to earth with a thud.
But you know what?
He was hot for a minute.
4-6. For a minute.
Man. Because I'm the only one with courage to go out on a limb to pick an upset. Right?
Courage.
If I want to be 6-4 every week, I could. Okay?
So making a stupid pick shows courage.
No. So like Elizabeth Ford, South Fayette, how close was I? Pretty darn close to picking a major upset there, the Warriors over the South
Everybody
Bay
has.
That's not a major upset.
Three over a five.
I would have considered that a big upset.
Yeah, and they almost pulled it off, did they not, Carlo?
They were very close.
And shouldn't I get double points for that?
Well,
Norwin beats North Allegheny? How many points do I get for that?
Yeah, you should.
That doesn't take courage.
Sure it does.
That takes stupidity.
No, that's chutzpah. You need all of that, Mike. You wouldn't know anything about it, so why am I going to have this conversation with you? Trying to explain something that
there's going to be some furniture moving here in a second.
All these years, yeah, your rocking chair.
I need to get in between these.
It's your rocking chair, Mike. We can't. We don't lift it.
I think David Busters has a boxing game here. You want to go back?
That's
with it.
I mean, I'll be Dave, and you'll be Buster. Is it Buster Douglas? All right. Okay, here we go. All right.
Are we doing the picks now?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. And I hope you're ready because 3-2-1, here we go. Margo's got all that music queued up. And all the big games, we're going to start with California and Avella. How about them Trojans?
Avella in a big game. What about the Eagles?
Avella.
I don't know.
What? Avella in a big game? Hey, great for them. One of the smallest schools at WPIL. That guy, Ryan Cicchini, I love what he does. Years ago he had to have a cheerleader playing because they didn't have enough players back 10, 12 years ago. I'm going California.
Against Clarendon.
Yes, I'm going California.
All right, Jeanette Leachberg.
Give me Cal as well. Did you pick?
Yeah, I'm going Cal. Okay. How about them Trojans? Jeanette Leachberg, what do you got? Blue Devils at home.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
Yeah.
I agree. Tim Andracy's really good as a running back. But
oh, yeah.
Dump Jeanette.
No, nobody with courage here. Give me the Blue Devils. Monessen Fort Cherry.
You go with the stupidity.
I like what the Greyhounds are doing, but they're going to take a Greyhound bus into Fort Cherry. They're going to get Cherry picked there.
I think that this is no.
Have some courage, Mike.
This is no.
Have some courage,
this
Mike.
This is no plum of the game to go against Fort Cherry. Matt Sieg is going to play most of the game this time because it will be close for a little bit, but they'll roll. Fort Cherry
by 50.
Yeah, fair enough. Central Valley and Beaver, chew on that one for a little while.
51-50 Beaver last week wins. Ooh. They're going to give up a lot of points again, I think. Central Valley wins.
You think so? Yeah, so do I.
Give me CV as well.
All right. Seton LaSalle.
No, South Allegheny, South Park.
South Allegheny, okay. Like a four-year-old wrote it there. South Allegheny, South Park. I'm going to go with South Allegheny. The Gladiators
Coach
are rolling.
Coach Hansen's cooking. Give me the Gladiators.
Well, South Park, they're not as good as last year, but they were doing all right. 3-0, and then they got blown out
that
by Steel Valley.
That was a shocking game.
Yeah.
Shocking.
South Allegheny, the Cook brothers. Right. What's cooking?
Is Ringgold for real?
I think
semi, but the Amani Ward is the running back.
Who's
second
leading
rusher in WPIL.
Ringgold,
they play
South Moreland.
Ooh, give me the Rams.
I'm going Ringgold, too. Also, Joe Montana's coming back.
All righty. North Allegheny and Norwin. I'm going to go with North Allegheny. I know the Knights are feeling good about their big win.
I think the Knights will play with them, but I think North Allegheny wins.
I think Tristan Tavares finally gets it done as a senior.
Carlo, the courage one.
Counts for 3 points with this win.
Courage, Carlo.
Yeah. McKeesport, USC, Keeman Spell not playing.
Well,
Upper St. Clair wins.
Well, we don't know, but I think he's not. Upper St. Clair also.
Pantherland.
All righty. What do you got here?
Hopewell and Avonworth.
Yeah, this is interesting. They got a good young
really
quarterback.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
I think I would take Avonworth against the Steelers right now. Give me the Lopes.
Yeah. All Avonworth all day. All day.
I think Alexander's going to do some things, but it's going to be a much different team than Flame Beaver last week. But I think he's going to do some things.
Agreed.
All right, our game of the week. KDKA Radio is headed to Montour.
This is a hard one.
The Spartans home to the Mars Fighting Planets, who are licking their wounds after a heartbreaker to Aliquippa. I think Mars goes in and they get it done.
Give me the logo with the M.
Mm.
Eric Kasparovich is running the defense. They need something to do with offense. That's why I'm going Montour.
Ooh, yarn.
They can't score.
I mean, two best head coaches, I think, that you can get right now.
Yeah.
I mean, those two guys, a lot of respect for the two guys patrolling the sidelines. Mars, Montour, I'm going to go with EK as much as it pains me, but Lucero will probably spike that football in my face after I pick against the Spartans.
Boy, you've got courage.
Yeah, well, put him up. The Lion. From the Wizard of Oz.
From the Wizard of Oz.
I'll hit you seven times before you get your hands up.
Considering you're the scarecrow in this whole thing, absolutely not. All right, Tin Man, we'll see you.
Mike has a brain.
I know. Well,
what's a Tin Man? What's he missing? Or is he missing the brain?
He's missing a heart.
Oh, he's missing a heart.
Yeah. All right.
The Lion's missing a heart.
Time to go. Say goodnight, everybody. Good night for Mike White, Carlos Zofko, Dan Zangrilli, Quest for the Best. Enjoy week 4 of the high school football season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.